us today to with us to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. I had to plan to preach something else early in the week. And about the middle of the week, I got up in the morning and God brought my heart to this passage of scripture. And just begin to flood my heart with different things. And I want to try to share with you what he has shared with me in Luke chapter 8, starting down in verse 22. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. That is the reading of our text today. We all know well, especially at this time of year, how tropical storms can grow into a hurricane. We watch the weather forecast and they'll tell us how it is so many miles away and just a tropical storm. But day after day they show how it increases in intensity as the storm grows ever closer. When things get near to land, they send out storm warnings. If they'll call for evacuations, in certain areas as the storm approaches. But that wasn't the case on the Sea of Galilee. Although the Sea of Galilee is only about 7 miles wide and 13 miles long, the problem with the Sea of Galilee is that it lies about 700 feet below sea level. And the mountains and the ravines that are around the Sea of Galilee would cause storms to come up quickly. They would come up silently and without warning. It was that type of thing that takes place in our text. The days of Jesus had become busy days. He had been busy traveling and teaching and preaching. He had been so busy that his family had come to him desiring him to come home with them because they felt he was pushing himself too hard. But Jesus just kept on going, kept on teaching, kept on preaching. This particular day had been a long day for our Lord. And at the closing of the day, it says in verse 22, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched a floor. They set sail and being exhausted from the day as they were making their way, Jesus went through the stern of the ship, then lay down and fell asleep. But while they were crossing, the storm suddenly arose on the sea. It is there that I really want to focus today. I'd like to preach for just a little while with the Lord's help on this talk of when Jesus speaks peace.
when Jesus speaks peace, notice, first of all, the Christ found in verse 23. It says, but as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. Then they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. I can just almost imagine in my mind as they were setting sail. Possibly the sun was beginning to set and the waves of the sea were all calm. And it was probably a beautiful day as they made their way across. But then, suddenly everything changed. It has been said about the Sea of Galilee that the sun could be shining one moment, and then suddenly a storm arises on the sea. That is what seems to be happening here. As they sailed, the Bible says that a storm came down on the lake. And there they were. I realize that you know as well as I, that is often how life is. Seems like you're sailing along well. Seems like things are running smoothly. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, storm comes down on your life. In your home. But I begin to read and see about this. First of all, the timing of the storm. It came up. Can I say this? It came up when they were in the presence of Jesus and walking closely with him. Matthew chapter 8 tells us the same story. And in Matthew 8 it says, and when he was entered into his ship, his disciples followed him. They were followed. Here's the idea that they were going the same way. They were following the commands of Christ. Chris read him teaching that we often wonder why. And we often ask that when we are following Christ, watching as best we can, close to him, obeying his commands, and then suddenly find ourselves in a storm. Now think about the timing of the storm. And I think about the tempest of the storm. I just call it a storm of wind. That word storm actually means
hurricane.
They were facing a storm that was as strong as a hurricane. And it says a storm of wind. It is describing a whirlwind. That is how a hurricane is. Whirling and devastating all kinds of things. But then we look at Matthew said it was a great tempest in the sea. That word tempest means earthquake. The idea is the shaking of the storm itself. So we realize that what they're describing is a violent storm swirling and whirling around him, shaking their vessel. I believe they were doing everything within their power to handle it. In the mind side, I can almost hear Peter saying, Matthew, hold this book back into the end. Hang on with all you got. I can almost hear James and John saying, Philip, hang on. I can almost hear them saying to one another, don't give up. We make it. We can make it. That storm is raging in their lives. This wasn't the first time they had faced a storm. They were seasoned seamen. But there was just something about this storm. There was just something different about this one. Sometimes it's that way, isn't it? Sometimes we face storms and we get through them all right. But then there's one that comes that, like the disciples said, they felt like they were in jeopardy. Preacher, what does that mean? They begin to say, I don't know that we're going to make this one. I don't know if we'll get out of this one. I read the verses and it says in the verse 23 that they were filled with water. They had taken on that all they could take. Do you ever get there? Do you ever feel that way? I want to tell you, it feels like at times that things happen when we say, Lord, I don't know that I can get through this one. I believe that's where they were. I believe they've reached the point they were standing in water, probably knee-deep. They were taking on the waves. Turns out, sails were ripping like paper in the wind. And they were saying, looking at each other, Peter, James, and John, they were the
They were the ones that were the veterans of the sea. They were probably looking and saying, don't know about this one. Don't know if we're going to get through this one. But I see not only the crisis, but I see the cries. 1 Corinthians 4 says that they came to him, and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Their situation was desperate. They were thinking we're going to go down this time. Ain't going to make this one. I don't know how he'll get out of this mess. But I see the person to whom they came. It said they came to him. You realize he's the one. They have seen the miracles and wonders. He's the one that they have seen the amazing and mighty things. And I don't know how you think, but I think kind of like this. I ask the question of myself, what took them so long? Why didn't they go to him right when the storm came? But don't we do the same thing? Don't we do the same? Sometimes the storm comes and we wait. And we wait. I come up with a couple of reasons possibly why they waited. Possibly they thought they could handle it. You ever stop that to yourself? I can handle this. I can get through this. Peter, James, and John were probably saying, we're seasoned seamen. We can handle storms. We've faced them all kinds of times. So they may have thought, we don't want to bother Jesus. He is tired and we don't want to bother him. We've got this. We've got this. Maybe they were thinking, if Jesus really cared, the storm would have woke him up and he would have helped us anyway. That he's just sleeping right on. Maybe there's times that we begin to question and say, Lord, why have you got up and helped me? Why have you risen up and taken care of these things if you really care what you say? Aren't you used standing like this? He said, God knows if we wait that falls on us. He knows the rate of our hearts while the waves fall. The innermost thoughts of our minds, our emotions, even our dreams. He said in actuality, that tiny boat bearing Christ and his disciples was the object of the most minute heavenly attention. Everything in the heaven was focusing on that boat and on those men and on the Savior. Can I tell you something today? There's not a problem we have. There's not a burden we carry. There's not a sickness. There's not a disease. There's not a difficulty. There's nothing that touches our life But all of heaven is well attuned to what you're going through. There's one who sits on the throne, sees it all. There's one who sits by the Father's right hand that is watching you in your storm. There's one that sees every single detail of your life. So I not only see the person of their petition, but I see the plainness of their petition. And what I notice is they don't come and they say, "Our Father, we have come first of all thanking you for your kindness of the day." They didn't go, "Those are good." For the day that they said, "Master, Master, we perish." I looked at what Matthew said. They said, and Matthew said, they cried, "Lord, save us, we perish." Mark says they cried, "Master, cherish them, tell not that we perish." All three pictures said the same word, "Pastor," and "perish." They were saying, "We're going to die, Lord, if you don't step in. God, we're not going to make it. We've got to have your help." I want to just remind you, don't ever let the enemy get you to the place where you doubt that the Lord cares about what you're going through. I'm glad today he understands brokenness. I'm glad he understands loneliness. I'm glad he understands emptiness. I'm glad he understands weariness. I'm glad he understands rejection. I'm glad he understands disappointment. I'm glad that we have a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. He knows. And he understands. But here's where I need to get. I see the calm. The calm. They came to him. Verse 24 said, "Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm." Mark said that Jesus added, or he adds, that Jesus said the words, "Peace, be still." It is almost like that there are times when we as parents, when our kids were small, we would, they'd get a little loud and boisterous. And sometimes all you would have to do is something like this. Shh. Preacher, the Bible don't say Jesus did that. Well, you can't say he didn't. I just kind of imagine in my mind, maybe Jesus got up and he went, "Shh, be still." And the winds, like a mighty hand, changes. Did that, and the waves lay down in silence on calm. Why? Because the master of the sea, the one who controls it all, had just spoken peace. I want to tell you, there is nothing like it when Jesus comes on the scene of our situation and our lives and speaks peace. I have had days that my heart was so filled with fear. And when Jesus showed up, spoke peace, and all was well. I have said this before, and it just crossed my mind again. I remember when I first was diagnosed with my cancer. I remember coming here, and my heart was so heavy and broken. But I remember on that particular Sunday, I bowed right there. And I said, Lord, I've got to have your help, but I give this to you. And Jesus spoke peace to my heart. And I got up from the altar and I have in my heart, Lord, it's okay. Whatever comes, whatever happens, it's all right because you've given me peace. And that's what I wanted and that's what I needed. Jesus spoke words of peace. And everything changed. But then he asked them a question. He said, where is your faith? Where is your faith? You see, these men had seen the power of Christ. They had watched him heal. They had seen him raise the dead. They'd seen him do miraculous things. And they were afraid. I want to tell you, we all get afraid at times. We are just human individuals and we're ingrained with fear in our lives. That's why before me and Alice go to bed at night, I make sure the doors are locked. Deadbolt said, we set our alarm, we go to bed, and because there is a measure of fear. That's why when I'm going down the highway and I see the highway patrol come behind me, I took my speedometer, made sure I'm within the speed limit, and watch how I'm driving till he goes on. Because there's a certain amount of fear. We live with fear every day. But Jesus said, where's your faith? He didn't say, I'm ashamed of you guys. I'm ashamed that you're afraid of all of this. You're supposed to be disciples and following me. And you're ashamed of knowing me to the point that you're so afraid. I'm going to lay back down and when you have enough faith, wake me up and I'll calm the storm. Jesus knew their faith needed help. And he just challenged them. And that's all he says. Where's your faith? So I begin to wonder, where is my faith? Am I trusting you like I ought to trust you with things in my life? I worry so much and I fret so much and I let things just eat at me so much. And I wonder, Lord, do you at times just say, where's your faith? Is your faith in you and your feelings and your abilities? But Jesus, I'm so thankful that he takes us where we are. Weak faith and all. And he speaks peace to our hearts. I'm glad that he will step into our stormy seas And we would call on Him and trust Him. Probably been 25 to 30 years ago, a singing group called The Roots recorded a song and it says these words. Oftentimes I've wondered, even in my darkest hour, that His faithful ear still hearken to my needs and my desires. Then I hear His voice so tender, speaking softly in my ear. And He'll tell and pray in my secret place, and I know He will hear. He is always dear. Then it says, when He speaks peace, the raging storm must die. New hope becomes new life. When He whispers, everything will be all right. When He speaks peace, the dark night slips away like the breaking of the day. When Jesus speaks peace. I want to tell you, folks, there's nothing like it. When Jesus speaks peace. When our hearts are so overwhelmed. When we feel like we're going to go down. When we feel like we can't stand. When we don't have answers and we don't know what's going to be and how things are going to work out. But what a difference it makes when you call unto Him and He speaks peace. He's the one that can do this to your storm. Shh. Peace, be still. And it'll be all right. I won't give and get us a song. That's the message of my heart. Maybe there's somebody here today that you kind of feel like the disciples. That you feel like, Lord, I don't know that I'm going to get through this one. I don't know that we're taking on water. You know, I feel like I'm going down. But Lord, would You please help us? Maybe you need to bow before Him and hear Him say to your heart, peace, be still, be still. While we say it, to stand, and while we sing, that's what the Lord put on my heart today. Thank you.